Welcome to the National Federation of the Blind's 2025 Senior Retreat, a time for empowerment, connection and growth. A special thanks to Janie Degenshain, Zoom administrator, and her team for a seamless retreat. Your dedication makes this event possible. Thank you for joining us on this journey.
Hello, everyone. I'm Judy Sanders, and I am first vice president of the NFB Senior Division. I welcome everyone, both retreaters, all of you who signed up to do this, and our board members, and maybe we have some instructors on the line. I'm not sure about that so much. But we're going to find out as we go through this afternoon. And I want to begin by telling you that our president, Glenn Crosby, is not with us today, but he will be at least by Tuesday. And he will be coordinating some of this day as well. I mean, some of this week. And we're going to be talking to you about what's going to happen this week, and you'll be have the chance to introduce yourselves. You will also have the chance to tell us a brief synopsis of your life. And then we'll go from there and see what else you want to know, and we'll probably go, we will go for about an hour and a half today. So what I want to do is begin with learning about Zoom etiquette. All of us probably have different levels of experience with doing it. So to do that, we're going to turn it over to Jane Degenshain, who is our Zoom expert.
Well, I don't know about Zoom expert, but I love doing hosting of Zoom, and I love the thought of being together when we're not really together and learning together when we're not really together. So I'm a Zoom fanatic, and I'm very proud to be on this call with all of you. The best Zoom etiquette we can have is, if you can, raise your hand before you want to say something. If you don't know that, that's Alt-Y on the computer, on iDevices. To raise your hand, you would go into reactions. And the very first thing is raise hand. If you don't see that, and you start to see emojis, it brought you someplace else, and just swipe from right to left backwards to get to the top. And the very first thing is raise hand and double tap that. Then when you want to lower your hand, when you're done speaking, you double tap it again. It'll say lower your hand and double tap. If you have difficulty doing any of that, I would still like to hear your voice. So then when you enter the room, if you need something to say, I would ask you to identify yourself. Just say, Gloria, buddy, but don't speak after that. Because sometimes people just join in. Oh, that's something I know. I did that before. Wait a minute. Hold. Well, you know. So to keep it orderly, if you don't are not able to find the raise hand button and you really want to say something, I'd just prefer you to just open your mute button and say what you need to say, your name, and wait to be recognized so that we don't have any chaos on the floor. Mute on your computer is Alt A. You can also tab to mute and then tap the space bar. That's another option. And also on the computer is Alt Y to raise your hand. On the telephone, *6 is mute. And the way you can remember that is if you know your letters on the keypad, 2 is ABC, et cetera, and 6 is MNO, M for mute. And then and *9 is to raise your hand. And once again, if you forget how to do all that, you can unmute yourself and say, Carol, and then, you know, wait for me to recognize you. That's the best Zoom etiquette I can discuss right now. Is that okay, Judy?
That sounds good to me. Again, you know what to do if you have questions about what she just told you, unless you are like me and the telephone. Well, I say this every year. I never wanted a phone that was smarter than I am, and I still don't have one that's smarter than me. So I'm proud of that. Okay. Was there someone else who has a question? All right, then we're going to move along to first introducing our board of directors, and I will tell you who's here of them and who isn't. Our president is Glenn Crosby from Texas, and he will be with us in a couple of days. And then we are, I am the first vice president, so you know that now. So our next officer is our second vice president, and she is Suzanne Turner of Ohio. Suzanne, if you'd like to take, everybody gets 2 minutes for their introductions.
Okay, great. So my name is Suzanne Turner. I am in the Ohio affiliate and I'm the second vice president. As Judy said, you are in the right place. You will learn this week a lot of tools and tips that would benefit your everyday living. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And I will talk to you at the end of the week. Thank you, Judy.
Okay, thank you. Shelley Koppel is our secretary. Shelley?
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Shelley Koppel. I'm from the great state of South Carolina and live in West Columbia, right near the capital city. And I'm so excited to be here. I'm like all of us that have on the board. We just feel like this is such a great way to gather new people, people that maybe just need a little refresh, and really learn some tips and confidence about our blindness. And welcome, welcome. And I'll be talking in a day or two as well. Thank you.
All right. Our treasurer, who many of you have had contact with, because I want to point out that every single person has paid their fee. And I say it that way because it doesn't always work that way every year. So you guys are the best. But our treasurer is Duncan Larson. She's from Colorado. And the reason she is not here with us today is that her husband is having a birthday.
Oh.
And so I think it was kind of silly, but she decided to celebrate with him instead. You just can't control some things. And so you will be hearing from her. She will be conducting and coordinating the lessons about cane travel. So you'll be hearing about her. That's all our officers. Then we have two people left who are on our board. They are both board members, and they are the coordinators for this event. They have planned the curriculum. So I'm going to turn it over to Sandy Halverson and Janie Degenshine.
Well, thank you very much. I'll give Janie a little bit of a rest because she's been busy starting the recording and talking about Zoom etiquette. I'm Sandy Halverson. I live in Arlington, Virginia. It's exciting always to be a part of the senior retreat, particularly the planning of it, because Janie and I like to try to find new things so that people who came last year, you may hear a little bit of what you heard last year, but it won't be a repeat of last year. So we have lots of good things planned for the week. Look forward to finding out who else is here. And the other thing to know is at the end of this week, you'll have gotten to know us better, we'll have gotten to know you, and we are a resource as long as you want us to be. And we hope that you will decide that you like what you learn enough that you want to become a more active part either of your state senior division, if there is one, or certainly nationally, either way. So I think that's all I have for today. Looking forward to tomorrow, and we'll talk more then.
Hey, my name is Janie Degenschein. I'm from the neat state of New Jersey, and I'm glad that you're all here. As Sandy said, she and I had a fun time. We must have talked back and forth four or five times and different ideas and trying to get presenters that will be insightful and also help you understand where you're at. I like to describe blindness as a journey and a place. And so all of us are on the same track, but we may be in different locations on that track. And it may be a different location for something like technology. Judy might be in lap one for that, but she's in lap four for lots of other things that I'm not. So that's what makes us all different. We all have our strengths and we all have our things that are a little weaker at. Please remember that there is no silly question. The only one, I didn't like to say those other words that most people say, I call it silly, no silly question. The only silly question is if you don't ask it, because you may be comfortable enough to ask the question and somebody else might not be. They might be meeker and not say it. And then when they hear the information, they get it too. So please don't be afraid. Even if you're on the step one of the first lap, that's why you're here, to learn and experience. And I guarantee you, you're going to have something that you're going to share to somebody else on this call. So thank you very much for that. And I think you know the structure of the week. Basically, you're going to call into the call about quarter to 12 or 10 to 12 and hopefully stay on till 5 o'clock. Does that mean that you're stuck at your computer or your iPhone or your iPad for all that time? Absolutely. And
remember,
not.
She's talking about Eastern time.
I'm sorry. Yes, Eastern time. Sorry about that. Thank you. yes. And so each hour will be something different. We'll have cane travel. Then we'll have things around the home and tricks and tips, and we'll have a chat session where you can ask lots of questions. We'll have technology to excite you about the world of technology and how it can help, even if it's low tech or high tech. And then we have a potpourri session at the end. So you're going to learn a lot. Just be prepared. And if you need to stop, don't stop the Zoom link. Leave it open. Leave yourself on mute. Go eat your lunch. If it doesn't interest you, that's fine. Everything's not going to interest everybody, but we'd rather have you stay with the line open so that you never know. You might say, I don't think I'm interested in that. Then you start to listen and say, knitting? You can read your knitting information with your, what? What app is that? So those kinds of things. Anyway, and the last thing I want to share with you is the New Jersey affiliate and the senior committee in conjunction has donated $50 this week. What is that for? One period a day, you're going to hear me do this. Woohoo, woohoo, it's door prize time. And that means Judy's going to ask her wonderful A lady to pick a number, and she's got everybody numbered. And whatever number comes up, you win 10 bucks, and I'll send it to you in a check after the week is up. So that's an opportunity, and that's always a fun time. And that's all I have for right now, Judy. You can have the
okay.
floor.
So if you can try Carol again, she's ready. She's home.
She is? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to mute myself.
Okay.
When
yeah,
I do
that's
that.
Fine. That's fine. All right, everybody. Now, I don't know how to get this vote. There is something that I'd like to know about the door prize, and I would like everyone to vote on this. Maybe when you introduce yourself, you can tell me what your vote is. And the question that you're voting on is, number one, yes, if you think everyone should be entitled to win more than one door prize for the drawing, or no, everyone should only win once. Well, not everyone, all five people would be five different winners. So I'd like an opinion on that, but don't give it to me now. Give it to me when you introduce yourself. And if you don't care about the answer, you don't have to do that. Okay, now we are ready to begin introducing you. And the way I'm going to do this, I thought you might be interested to know that the We have, I believe it's 14 states represented here. And we have, I think it changed, keeps changing. I think we have 34 retreaters. And I thought you might also like to know that there is a tie for the states that have the largest population here in this retreat. They have six each, and they are New Jersey and Virginia. No, wait a minute. Is it Virginia? No, it's not Virginia. Oh, sorry, Virginia. It's not that. It's who is it? It's New Jersey. It's New Jersey and somewhere. I'll have to tell you the other one as I get to it. I think it might be, well, heck, maybe it, I don't know. I don't know why I don't know that. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through the roll call of states, but I'll call on all of you. So of course we're going to start with Alabama, and we want to hear from Jill Rossiter. And Jill, I know you're here, so
Yes.
if you come in, you can be the first to introduce yourself.
Okay. I am Jill Rossiter. I serve as the second vice president for our state affiliate. I have served as the treasurer for the seniors division up until recently, where I've had to resign because I'm having to go through chemotherapy treatment. And I had to put that task aside because I've got other things to focus on. In my work, I work as a rehab teacher for the Alabama Department of Rehab Services, and I'm married. I've got three kids. Oldest is 27, and next one is 20, and my baby is a girl. The other two are boys, and my baby's 14. And I have a guide dog named LaRue. And my hobby that I have. Crafting is my hobby, but my favorite is quilting. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, now we've left Alabama and we're going to Arizona, where we have two people. Kurt Pear, are you here? A minute to unmute in case you're here. If you are not here, then I know the other Arizonan is here. Joe Sizemore, do you want to unmute yourself and talk to us?
I am here.
Okay, you're on.
All righty. Well, in all this discussion about LAP, I am in LAP 57. That is, I took on blindness in 1968. And so I've been around the track a few times. And I'm a cane traveler and comfortably retired. And my hobby is reading books in Spanish, especially Spanish Braille, in order to learn the language and the idioms and such. So I spend most of my time doing that. Otherwise, hanging out by myself. And I am secretary of senior division here in Arizona.
Okay, thank you. I didn't ask, does anybody, either of you two, have an opinion about whether we should have only one winner per prize or should it be open to everybody? Do you
I
have an
go
opinion?
for one.
All right. Jill, I don't know if you want to come back on because I said you didn't have to vote on that, but if you want to offer an opinion, you can.
Oh, Jill?
Yes.
I think we should it just let one win.
Okay. All
Yeah.
right.
Thank you. One
You
time.
thank you. All right. So we've taken care of Arizona. And the next state that comes in our alphabet is Colorado. And Judith, you are first.
Yeah, my name is Judith, and I just want to clarify the times again. I've been given different times the last 2 days. Monday through Friday, I'm on Mountain Time. I had down 10 to 4, but it sounds like it might be 10 to 3.
That's correct.
I need to
Yes,
correct that then. Okay.
10 to 3.
Yeah. Let's see. I don't have any opinion on the door prize. And let's see. I don't have any hobbies. I retired a couple of years ago from the State Department of Health and Environment. My background is human services with the state and county and child protection. Let's see. I have a son that lives in Switzerland and teaches at a university there. And my interests are current affairs, alternate health, spiritual, religious, animal rights, and politics and economics.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you.
Judy,
All right. We have.
it's Janie. I tried to call her twice and it said busy. So I
Oh,
don't know.
dear. All right.
Yeah.
Hopefully she'll call back. All right. We do have another Colorado person with us, I think. Joanne Middleton, are you here?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, wonderful. I wasn't sure. Didn't want to jump in and ask. First of all, as far as door prizes go, I'm not quite sure if I understand it correctly, but I think one a prize per person is good, if that's what
Okay.
you meant.
Yes, the question is when there's a drawing, if you've already won, do you want your name taken out of the drawing?
Oh, yes. I am in Erie, Colorado, and I'm new to my sight loss. Actually, I've learned that I'm a kindergartner. I've got a lot of learning, but I still enjoy my books and I cook as often as I can, which is my favorite thing to do. I have two amazing grandsons, and in fact, yesterday went to a basketball game and I get some good commentary. Keep it
That's
fun.
great.
And
Did they win?
pardon me?
Did the right team win?
Actually, they usually do, but yesterday, no, but it's always
Oh,
fun, you know.
okay.
And then, so I think that's about it. I'm here to learn a lot, and it's nice to meet all of you.
Wonderful.
All right, we're happy to have you as well.
Thanks.
This is Sandy. Judy Kurt came in.
Oh, Kurt. Okay. Kurt, you are here from Arizona,
Right,
and
Mountain Hills,
yes.
Arizona. I'm tied up on another serious project.
That's okay. What we'd like you to do now is introduce yourself, and you get no more than 2 minutes to do so. And one of the you can tell us whatever you want for those 2 minutes, but you. The question we are asking is, we're giving door prizes. We have five of them. There will be one a day, Monday through Friday. The question is, do you want everyone to be eligible every day? Or if you win a prize, do you want to be taken out of the picture for that?
Do I want to stay in for a prize or stay or not?
Yes, if you win, let's say you win the door prize on Monday. Do you want to be
Okay.
out in or out for the rest of the week?
Oh, this tomorrow I have an appointment in the morning.
No,
And
no,
I
no,
need.
no. This isn't about you personally. I'm
Oh.
asking if you, when we draw door prizes, do you want to be eligible just once, or do you want to be eligible every day, even if you win one?
Well, every day, I guess.
All right.
Ma'am.
Okay. Now, tell us about yourself. And you've got 2 minutes to do it. What do you want us to
Okay,
know?
I'm sorry, like I said, I'm sorry I'm late, but it all started for me when my married parents had me. They made me, and so I'm made in the USA, and 9 months later, I was born in 1934. I'm from Wisconsin. I'm from Wisconsin. We moved around quite a bit and then finally settled in a rural Wisconsin community near Madison, the state capital, where I got involved with the printing industry while I was in high school, working part-time and weekends up to the local newspaper. I went on in the field of photojournalism and journalism, and I moved to Milwaukee, where I got involved seriously with a large daily newspaper. And after a while of always being hungry, because journalists don't make a lot of money, I navigated to the printing industry, and I've stayed in that all my working life. I always said I had Gutenberg's proof. So I moved to work for a large company in Wisconsin, and when I retired from them, they got me an offer to go to Arizona. Well, during my working career in journalism, I spent a lot of time working with the law enforcement agencies, covering stories and so forth. So when I retired a few years ago, I started writing again. My current accomplishment, and I've got about two books before this one, my current accomplishment is called Blood, Whiskey, and Perfume. It just came out last week, and it's a story about a deputy sheriff and all his little episodes during his working time. And what I've done is for every book that's sold, at least $1 will go to the National Federation of the Blind in Baltimore as a donation towards your objectives and goals. Currently, I live in Fountain Hills, Arizona, and spend my time now doing, just as I said, writing and being involved with certain civic organizations.
Okay.
Am I out of time?
I think you mm-hmm. are. Do you have one more thing you wanted to say?
No, I guess I'm ready to.
All right. I want to know if they've put your book in Braille yet.
The local chapter of the National Federation is working on that.
Okay, let us know.
It's so the seniors group, and I work with a person closely associated with Kimberly Fetterman, and she is working on getting it into Braille. So that's when it would be available in Braille.
That's very exciting.
Also, once I get established a little better, I'm going to put it into an audio book.
Okay, thank you.
Same.
All right, so we're asking when you are through that you mute yourself, and then when you want to speak, if you unmute yourself and say your name, then we will recognize you or raise your hand, and that'll do the same thing.
Hey, okay. This is Karen Davis.
Yes, Karen.
Just wanted you to know I'm on here. I was late getting.
Oh, good. Okay, thank you. So you just heard what I said about beauty, and you did it properly. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Okay, we're moving to Connecticut now. I love geography. Mm-hmm. And we have Jim Cronin. Do we have you here?
Let's see.
Jim Cronin.
Let me see. I'm looking. I don't see that one.
I'm guessing not. So we'll hope that he comes in shortly. All right. So that took care of Connecticut in short order. Now we're going to go to the I's. Look at all the states. Well, there's not that many. Indiana. So, Enrique, are you here?
No, I don't think so.
Are you out palling around with Connecticut? That's what's going on. Okay, Enrique, we'll bring you in should you come. All right, but now we go from Indiana to Maryland. And we need Janice. Are you here, Janice Samuels? Oh, Janice, is that you? No, apparently not. I wonder if Janice was at the convention. Maybe she's just coming from the convention. I don't know. All right. Yeah. We will move on and we will go to Minnesota.
Oh boy.
So first we have three people from Minnesota. Cynthia, are you here?
Let me see. Nope. No C's.
Okay. What about Burl from Minnesota? Burl, are you here?
Did you say Earl?
No, Burl. B-E-R-Y-L.
Nope.
Okay. I think their hands froze. I'm sure that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Marion, we know you're here.
Yes.
I'm Marion Solomons, and I moved to Rochester, Minnesota 5 years ago, and I'm freezing, but otherwise things are going well, thank you. I am a retired clinical psychologist who chose at age 28, when I found out about my eye disease, to be proactive and do whatever I could to make my life easier. I didn't know all the good things that the NFB did at that time, but since being here in Rochester, I have learned a great deal between the local chapter, the national chapter, and senior retreat, which I think this is my fourth year here. It could be third, but fourth. And I always come back because I learn something new every time.
Terrific.
Thank you. Did you want to offer an opinion on...
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I definitely do. I think one should only win once.
Okay. All right. We've finished with Minnesota in short order. And so now we're moving to Nevada. Bud Buford.
Hi.
Here he is.
Buford Collier, retired teacher from... Henderson, Nevada. My hobbies are playing music, and I'm currently taking blindness skills classes at Angela's house, which is a great experience for me. And I think this might be my second time to attend via Zoom the senior conference. Mm-hmm. And I vote one. Thank you.
Very good. Judy, you're muted.
If you will try Carol again. She doesn't understand what happened. Yeah, she's going to try it again.
I'll do my best.
Thank you. All right. Okay. We have finished then with Nevada. And now we're going in. No, we just did. Yes, we just finished with Nevada. So now, after Nevada, we are going to one of the top states, New Jersey. So, Ada, are you here? Ada Crandall? Ada.
I don't think she's here.
All right. And let's see who's next. How about Linda? Linda DeBerdinas. Do we have Linda?
Nope.
Okay. And then how about Vincent?
He's here.
Okay.
Yes. Hi, this is Vincent.
And yes, sir.
Just to be a contrarian, I'll be number two. And
you want people's name to stay in the running.
Yes, because that will also save time. No.
Okay.
Okay. I spent all my working life in the hospitality industry. I started when I was 20 years old, more or less, and I worked in that industry until I was forced to retire when we had the COVID pandemic. And what I always treasure is information, and my passions are philosophy, ethics, logic, psychology. I'm also very interested in the past, so history, archaeology, anthropology, and the last couple of years I've been reading more about Native American history, traditions, archaeology, and the like. And my hobbies are cooking. I love food, good food, and I play chess.
Wow. Okay. All right. So you've got so many fields. I you're like a walking encyclopedia or something. Thank you. Okay, now we're still
Judy, this is Sandy, and Ada just came in.
Ada, I don't know whether you're settled yet, but if you would like to introduce yourself, we're ready
yes,
to hear you.
I am settled. I'm sorry I'm late, but I have a lot going on in my life right now, so forgive me.
Well, we are forgiving you.
Okay. My name is Ada Crandall. I'm from New Jersey. I've been with the NFB, I think it's 6 or 7 years. I love it. I've met wonderful friends. I'm a book listener. I can't say reader anymore.
Yes, you can.
I'm an avid exercise person. I exercise almost every day. I try to put in at least 2 miles a day. I just love people. There's, what more can I say? I love people in general. And I do the birthday calls for New Jersey Senior Division. I call everybody for the birthday. I rarely forget people. If I'm going through a lot, like what I'm going through right now, I pray I haven't forgotten anybody this month. But hey, it's a good place to be. It's a good place to be. And I'm glad and thankful for all my friends in NFB, and everybody's just been great. What more can I say?
I don't know. You've done well. Oh, you don't know the question we've been asking everybody. We
What's
have
that?
Door prizes donated by your very own affiliate, and there's going to be one a day, Monday through Friday. So if we're going to draw by number, and if you win, do you want to be eligible? Do you think people should be eligible for more than one prize or just one? You don't care and you don't have to vote.
I really don't care. You know, okay. Whichever way.
That's fine. All right. Thank you. Now you probably know the drill. You get to mute yourself. And if you want to.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So, Anne-Marie, we're still in New Jersey, and you are next.
Hi, am I the only Anne-Marie? Because there is another Anne-Marie in New Jersey.
You're the only one, honey.
Okay. Hi, I'm Anne-Marie Harris. I was born in Pennsylvania. I've grown up in New Jersey, raised my family here. I, when I was very young, worked in the education field. I taught preschool for a couple of years. I worked with special needs kids, and I was even a teacher's aide for English and math at the junior high school level for 1 year. I stayed home to raise my two daughters, who are now well into their 30s. One is in New York and one in California. My husband and I have been married for, now I'm doing the math, 42 years.
Uh-huh.
And I love books, I love music, and I love the NFB. I am excited because this is my first senior retreat, and I've heard nothing but good things about it.
Okay.
And I personally think one prize per customer.
All right. Well, thank you. And we're pleased to have everybody here. Now, did we get Carol?
Nope. I tried 7 times.
Okay. All right. Then I think we're finally leaving New
and
Jersey.
This is,
no, we're not. Mary Jo, are you here? Mary Jo Partika. Any Mary Jo? We probably don't have Mary Jo.
No.
All right. And one more New Jerseyan, and I know she's here. Jennifer.
Good afternoon, everyone. My personal opinion is one prize per person, spread the wealth. And okay. Judy, if I read your email correctly, you asked us to think about what we would like to learn on this retreat. And what I would like to...
Yeah, I said that was an option. It wasn't a requirement, but go ahead, because you please do.
Oh, okay. What I would like to learn is how to navigate stairs independently, that number one, do not have a banister, and number two, are in various sizes. For example, the stairs in my home are about 13 inches wide, but I'm talking about going from a wide step to a narrow step, and then you don't know what's coming next. I had that experience in December, and it was frightening. What do I enjoy doing? I enjoy reaching out to my members of the NFBNJ committee. We've had a bizarre winter here where it's been very cold, dreary, with several snowstorms. So most people have had to stay in unless they're fortunate to have a spouse to shovel them out and get them out. And what was wonderful is at the state convention, meeting some of the folks that I had never met before, but have developed a friendship with through our calls. So that's what I enjoy doing.
Okay. Thank you very much. And that is all good to know. And with respect to what you want, you know, you'll be able to discuss that, I hope, with one of the Kane instructors about your question. Mm-hmm. But I want to make one suggestion that probably didn't exist when you needed it. I'd look for the ramp. That's what I want. Give me the ramp. Okay. Now we're going to North Carolina, and we have Beth.
Let's see.
You got it, Beth. So she was here. Beth Wright, are you here? Maybe not. Maybe she left.
Let's see.
Janie, you're not seeing Beth, is that right?
Say it again, babe.
Oh, yes, now we can.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, I was trying to call her again, Carol. I just can't, just keep saying busy, so I'm done for today. Oh. I tried her 12 times.
Okay, but do we have Beth, right?
Oh, let's see. Yes, Beth Wright is here.
But she's not, Beth,
let me see, it says
you're
video
having
started.
Trouble on muting.
Yeah, she should unmuted. She should be unmuted now.
Okay.
Beth, are you here?
Maybe she left her space at the phone.
It says device unmuted, video started. Beth.
Yeah, but she may not be sitting at her phone.
That's possible.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right.
Well, back for her. But she's in the room.
Okay. Beth, if you are listening, then you let us know when you can talk. And all right, so now we have to go to another state. I mean, we move on. I think Virginia is the one that's tied with you. I'm sure of it now. But we are in Pennsylvania now, and we're looking for Musi. And we know Musi's here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm unmuted, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We can hear you.
I was waiting for Ohio before Pennsylvania. Well, anyway.
You'll wait all week because we don't have anybody from Ohio here except Suzanne, and She's not a retreater. She's a contributor.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to, tomorrow there's a rally at noon in front of federal buildings in any city you want. And it's to just as our protest against President's Day. We don't like the president. And I wish I could go, but there is so much ice and snow here. I can't even get out of the driveway. I mean, my husband says, well, no way. Anyway, okay. When I was 12 years old, the ophthalmologist told my father and me that I would go blind. And like 30 years later, I woke up and a blood vessel had broken and I couldn't see. And it was like, he was right.
Oh, dear.
And probably, I don't know if anyone else has this experience, I had German measles as a preschooler. And that did the optic damage. I don't know how accurate that is or not. But anyway, my life is divided into half. When I had sight, I was a teacher, a Montessori teacher, a secretariat, whatever. I did a lot of things. And I drove across country, but at age 40, I am dealing still with low vision, and I like the term low vision. Let's see, I'm a childless cat lady, although I have nieces and nephews that I helped raise from being a baby. And I'm here. Oh, I'm the secretary of our local chapter. And we had the state convention here in Erie, and it was a big success. But now they moved it back to Harrisburg, which does not thrill me. And that's all, I think. Oh, and I vote. Let just keep everyone's name in, because what are the odds that someone will win twice? Or and I know a guy who won three times with the same numbers, $10,000 each time. So anything can happen. So let's just keep everyone's name in.
Okay. Musi, let's see. I was going to ask you something. Oh, Erie. Do you live in Erie?
Well, that's the problem. Erie's getting only 4 to 6 inches. We're getting 8 to 10 inches of snow. I live outside Erie in a little village.
Well, the reason I ask is that we have Joanne from Erie, Colorado.
And I know. I heard that. And I thought, that's odd. Yeah, that's odd.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
I've been enjoying listening to everybody's life synopsis.
No, okay. Okay. Joanne.
Well, yes, Joanne.
And I was born in Pennsylvania.
There you go. Great.
And I like to learn new things because I'm old enough that my brain needs to learn new things. So I'm learning how to throw the I Ching so I can have a prophecy for the day.
Oh, all right. Thank you very much. We have one more Pennsylvanian. We have Bill McCann.
Hello.
Hey, Bill.
Hello.
And your dog. Hello there, dog.
Okay, there we go. I knew it was going to happen. Sorry about that. My name is Bill McCann. I live in Westchester, Pennsylvania, in the southeastern corner of Pennsylvania. Though I did go to college out in the northwestern part of the state, so I do remember the snows in Meadville, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
So anyway, I'm a retired teacher and boy, there's a lot to tell. So I guess I was introduced to my adversary, glaucoma, back in 1984 when my mother was identified as having severe glaucoma and was told she couldn't drive anymore. Little did I think that would be passed to me, but it was. And so for the last 13 years, glaucoma has become my adversary and has pretty much taken my vision. Though I have some usable vision in my right eye, I have no vision in my left. But regardless, so the big thing is, I think that I've been trying to piece together how to do life when you have impaired vision. And what I've discovered is that it is a little bit like doing a jigsaw puzzle. That there are all these pieces and they're scattered amongst the table, and you have to figure out how to put that puzzle together. And I've been looking for some place that you can do one-stop shopping where you can learn a lot about how to do this battle in one place. And that, my experience has been that it hasn't been the one place, it's been many places. There's an organization called Vision Corps in Lancaster that has been helpful. And they have a support group, and that's been very useful to me in finding other people who are struggling with vision loss and hearing their stories, and then using that as a springboard or inspiration to go forward, you know. So that's kind of where I've been. I've been asking them or someone to have somebody from the NFB come and talk to our group, just so we know what you're about. And we actually have a couple members in our group, but we don't, they really haven't followed through on that. I'm not sure why. But it would be good to know about that for our group, to not only you, but also the American Council of the Blind, I think would be interesting for us to find out about too. But I'm really trying to piece it together and trying to figure out how to fight this adversary. And so one of my hobbies for doing that has been exercise, because I figured, well, okay, my eyes aren't so good. I want to try and keep the rest of me healthy. And so exercise has been not only a way to do that, but it also gets me out of the house. It gets me to the gym and gets me to use the cane skills somewhat and gets me to interact with people. And so all those are good things, because one of the biggest battles, I think, for many of us in the community is the social isolation that comes with not being able to drive and not being able to easily get out. So that has been one thing that's helped me. I enjoy listening to books. I enjoy writing, and I'd like to hear how some people do writing when they don't see well or don't see at all, because that does become more challenging. Obviously, I don't have Braille skills, and I don't really think I'll ever have Braille skills at this point. There's so many options that seem that you can use to help you with that I don't think that's something I need to learn. But I am here to learn. And so I appreciate this opportunity to be with all of you and to learn new things this week. Tips, tricks, whatever you have, I'm looking forward to learning.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I would say if I wanted to write and I didn't use Braille, I would use my computer. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. And if you don't use a computer, that's probably something you could learn without too much trouble, I think.
I do that with invert colors pretty much right now. At least right now, I'm able to do that. Invert the colors.
No, you don't need to see it all. Any solution we give you, by the way, this week will not require vision.
Right.
That's one of our rules for the week. Okay? So remember that you're not supposed to look at the keyboard when you type, and you'll learn more about how you can use computers later this week, so I won't go a lot into that, but you can do it.
Bill, can I ask you a question? This is Jane. How did you get on the call today? What are you using?
I'm using an iPad.
An iPad. So you can get a keyboard, a full keyboard, mm-hmm. and you can hook it up Bluetooth-wise, and you can open up Pages, which is like Microsoft Word, and they even have Word for the iPhone. I'm pretty sure it's for the iPad too. And you can just start typing, it'll talk to you. So there's no learning curve there, rather than using a screen reader, which you've never used before. You know, you use it on the iPhone and the iPad. So we'll talk about that. And if I can help you with that, I would be happy to.
Well, great. Thank you. Thank you both.
Okay. See, we've already had our advice in these calls. How do you like that? Okay.
Dear Judy and dear Janie, instead of dear Abby and dear Ann.
Yeah, there's going to be lots of dear somebody by the time this week's over.
That's right.
All right. We're still, entered now South Carolina. And we are going to start with Sherry. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I'm Sherry. I live in Easley, South Carolina. It's between Greenville and Clemson. I have a daughter and a wonderful son-in-law I call my son. My hobbies are building Legos from Lego.com, and I also like to think about stuff I can make in my mind and then just make it from what I think about with the extra Legos I have. And I like to paint when I can. And I have two cats and two grand dogs. The grand dogs are dachshunds. And I vote for one a day. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. We are still in South Carolina, and we're going to go to Karen Davis.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I basically have grown up and all through my adult years have been involved in plants. Most of my jobs was like being a garden manager at Lowe's for 10 years. I've worked at big major greenhouses. And right now I'm also a certified master gardener. So I spend most of my time at my house to keep me busy working with plants. I'm also trying to start a little side business using herbs and flowers and things from my gardens. And I do have a 9x14 greenhouse now that I got this past year. I do get to go out and go to the gym, which you're going to speak to a very good friend of mine. She'll say it's her best friend, and she is my best friend too now. Patrice Williams, we met at the gym. Also, I'm trying to learn everything I can just in case I do lose the rest of my eyesight, trying to plan on learning Braille this year, and trying to be involved with the NFB as possible, as much possible as I can, along with my church. I do a lot in the community with my church.
Okay.
And I vote for either way y'all really want to go when it comes to the gift.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter to me either way y'all want to go.
Okay. Thank you very much. You know, it occurs to me that, let's see. We have one person left from South Carolina before we vote. But I was noticing that the two states that have the most people here, Virginia and New Jersey, are two coordinators for this curriculum are from Virginia and New Jersey. I don't know what that means, but I just thought I'd notice the coincidence. Okay, but we are still in South Carolina and we're ready for Wanda. Wanda, we know you're here. You just have to figure out how to unmute yourself, maybe. Wanda? I thought I heard somebody.
Hi, this is Jim Cronin from Connecticut. I'm just calling in now.
Oh, good, Jim. We will get to you as soon as we see if we find, and you'll get to introduce yourself.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. We're glad you're here. Okay, so did we lose Wanda?
I think she's still on, but why don't we go to Jim right now, and then maybe I can send her a request to see
okay.
if she's on.
All right,
Judy,
so Jim?
This is Shelley.
Yes, Shelley.
We did have another individual from South Carolina, and I don't know if you'll get to her in a little bit, but the lady that Karen referred to, Patrice Williams.
Oh.
Yeah, Patrice Williams is here.
Yeah, she's here. Yes. But,
okay. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, well, I just wanted you to not overlook another person.
No, I don't want to, and I know we have hers, but I got to figure out why.
Wanda's phone is muted. And so she needs to unmute herself.
She could be having trouble. I'm not sure.
Lisa, okay. I can send her a request to unmute. Hold on.
Yeah. Wanda, remember, I don't know if you're on a computer or not. *6 if you are on a computer.
I'm going to ask her to unmute. She's on her iPhone.
Yeah. She's got to know how to do it.
Don't know yet.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Patrice. Would you like for me to go ahead?
No. It'll be your turn shortly, though.
I'm on mute.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Is that Wanda?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Wanda, okay. Introduce yourself.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Hello, good afternoon, everyone. And first of all, I can say hello to Shelly, Kapol, and Sandy, and I'll speak to Doug.
Actually, we can't really hear you. You're muffled or something.
You can't hear me?
Now we can. Hold it
now,
to your face.
Now it's better.
Hold it right by your face. There you go.
I'd like to say hello to Shelly and Sandy and Duncan. I was Duncan's not here today.
Well, now we can't hear you again.
Now you can't hear me?
It's difficult because you move a little bit away and then it sounds like you're in an auditorium. So you can hear it, but it's kind of muffled.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. That's much just better. Stay right there. Don't move.
All right.
Good.
All right.
Sorry.
I wanted to say hello to Sandy Haverson and Shelly Carpole and Duncan Larson, because I went to school with them before. And I'll just give you a brief introduction. First, it doesn't matter what you decide.
Now we lost you again.
You see me now? Hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. It doesn't matter what you decide on the raffle. Now, okay. I moved to South Carolina in 23 from Virginia. And I'm originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I was a member of the NFB in Virginia. And in 2004, of the end of 2023, I was found, I had aspirated in my sleep, and I was on a ventilator for 6 months, a little longer or longer. And then I was released from the hospital. I went to rehab. I had to learn how to walk again. I had to learn how to talk. I still stutter, and I had to learn basically how to live my life over again. And it's difficult when you can't see. It's been very challenging. And so I've decided to come back to relearn what I learned from the Colorado Center of Line and to enhance my growth and to further develop myself.
Okay. Thank you. I think we lost you. I hope that you were you had finished.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much. We're glad you made it and we're glad you're back. It'll be a good week for you, I'm sure. Okay, so now remind me who came in. Do you remember?
Jim, I think, wasn't it?
Jim Cronin from Connecticut. Cronin.
Jim, now it is your turn.
Well, just really briefly, I just turned 73 on February 12th.
And, my birthday's the 13th.
Yeah, your birthday's February 13th?
Yes, it's a good week. Okay, huh?
We're both in the same sign, Aquarius, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, we are.
They had a song after us too, Aquarius.
All right.
I've been with the NFB since about 2019. I started with the Stanford chapter. It was then called the Southwest chapter of Connecticut. NFB, and I started out doing work with the at-large chapter, and then moved on to COVID hit, and the Southwest chapter folded, and when I was working with the at-large chapter, I decided to start the Stanford chapter again, because that's where it is. The Southwest chapter was meeting in Stamford, Connecticut. So I marshaled our efforts together, and we now have Stamford chapter meeting at the Stamford Government Center in Stamford, Connecticut. And we meet the second Saturday of each month for 2 hours from 11 to 1 o'clock. And we have about 10 or 11 members at this point. And it's really good. We have, two people that are that were blind at birth, and the others have lost sight from various reasons, including myself. I've got glaucoma. And what should I say? I'm busy doing work. I'm retired, happily so. I never had it so good. And the work that I do with the NFB is my pleasure, my joy. And I do some other civil service work and in the community, and that keeps me busy too. So I like being busy. I like the busy life. I thought retirement would be sitting in front of a TV, but it's not.
And you are going to have one busy week this week.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right.
Well, that's it for me.
Okay, thank you. All right, now Patrice, you are on.
Okay, can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can. Yes.
Okay. My name is Patrice Williams, and I am from South Carolina. I'm under the leadership of the Honorable Miss Shelley Copel, with the Senior Division. I'm her first vice president. I am the mother of two wonderful children. My daughter, she's a doctor in psychology, and my son is a teacher, along with being a sports referee. I guess I speak of my children because they're the ones that help me along my journey of going through my blindness. As stated before, I met Miss Karen Davis at the gym, and we shared so much in common that we became best friends. I do get to work out daily, every day. I enjoy crocheting, cooking, and I am looking forward to enhancing my skills of being amongst my peers this week, learning about Braille, some cooking techniques that I can apply to what I already know, and especially the cane, the utilization of the cane. So I'm looking forward to a great experience this week.
Thank you.
And as far as the vote, I vote that the person, only one, once you win, that should be enough.
Very good.
Okay.
I'm going to introduce you, Carol, to everybody. On the phone with me, I'm going to put you on speaker, Carol. There. On the phone, I have Carol Lerner with me, and through nobody's fault, we haven't been able to bring her into the call, and we're going to try and figure that out. But Carol, I don't know if people can hear you. What we've been doing is introducing ourselves, and oh, no, I know you didn't, but you can hear me, right? So tell us your name and where you're from, what state, and let's see if people can hear you.
No.
Okay.
I'm a senior citizen retirement community called Cranesville.
All right. Can you guys hear her?
It's muffled.
Okay. No, she said it's muffled, but which is not your fault. It's the phone system that I'm on. Let me ask you a question, and I'm going to repeat your answer for them. Well, before I ask you the one question, is there anything you want people to know about you, or is there something that you hope to learn this week? Okay. So she doesn't have she wants to learn everything. I like it. I like it. Okay. And we are having door prizes, and we're going to be giving one a day. Is it your wish that everyone be eligible every time we draw? Or do you think when someone wins, they should only win once?
Everybody should be eligible.
Okay. Then you and I are going to work on this for tomorrow, okay? All right. Thank you. If you can hear this, you're welcome to stay on and listen. I'm gonna.
I can hear you.
Well, I know, but okay. I'll put the phone down, and if you can't hear what's going on, just hang up. But if you no, don't. Well, only if you can't hear. If you can hear them talk, then stay where you are.
Okay.
All right. So now, Patrice, it's your turn. If you can unmute yourself again. No,
I've already gone.
Oh, wait. Okay. I'm sorry. Then we yes, are ma'am. Moving on to Texas, and we're ready for Deborah.
She's here.
You just listen.
Hi.
There she is.
Deborah?
I'm from Houston. And well, let's see. I vote for one time is enough. So I'm retired university lecturer. I primarily taught online with my last position. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Okay, and I like the audiobooks, and I still say I'm reading.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what somebody else's opinion is, I say I'm reading, and my vote counts. And so everybody can keep their own opinion, but I say I'm still reading. I enjoy computers. I'm trying to get back my computer skills now that I'm blind and connecting the dots on that. I've learned a lot from joining different groups, blindness organizations, and listening to lots of podcasts. And so it's just amazing how much is out there. And like the other speaker that was there, I'm working on connecting the dots between things that I learned, because there's not a one-stop shop that I've found either. So I just call it a tapestry and just pick up the threads that I can.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Okay, very good. I want to tell everybody, you might pay attention to this, Deborah, because the NFB has started a 24-hour radio channel that always talks about NFB stories and speeches, and it's going 24 hours a day. And so if you have Alexa, there's probably other ways to do it, but if you have Alexa, you just say, play The Nation's Blind. And then it'll come on, and it'll have some music at first, and then it'll introduce the channel.
That's great.
Yeah. All right.
And I will say I've been.
Wait. Before you say, tell us who you are.
This is Deborah still.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
There's somebody else.
I was gonna just give a plug for Jonathan Mosen's podcast that he has on it. And that's the end of my deal.
Access on.
Okay.
Deborah. We'll be talking more about that in the technology seminar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did somebody else have something?
If you want the floor, state your name and don't just keep talking. Just state your name and wait to be recognized, and we'll be happy to give you the floor.
Okay.
Are we still doing introductions?
Yes, and we're still in Texas. And we're
okay,
going to go to,
thank you.
Yep, we're going to go to Gloria.
Gloria. She was here.
Yeah, I know. She was going to talk before. Gloria?
Hello?
Hello, there you are.
Yes, I thought I was unmuted. Sorry about that.
You're not going to be the first to do that.
Okay. My name is Gloria Henry, and I am from Houston, Texas. I used to own my own store, and until about 5 years ago, when I had difficulties continuing. This is my first time at the retreat. I am looking forward to it because I want to learn everything that I can learn at this time.
Okay.
I have a little sight, but due to my...
You don't need to worry about that.
Okay. And I love reading. That's one of the things I miss, because I really miss the books. I like to turn the pages, but I'm adjusting to audiobooks. And one of my favorite things is to travel. I just came back from Ghana, and there I met people from the blind community there. I guess that's about it.
Okay. Do you have an opinion about the drawing for prizes?
Not really. Whatever is
okay.
Is fine.
Thank you very much.
Not a problem.
Okay. Now we're going to Utah. Brian?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. I purposely kept quiet. I did not mute myself, so I had to make sure I wasn't making any noise. All right. Can everybody understand me? Am I coming through clear?
Yeah, you keep
going. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. My name is Brian McLaughlin. I currently live in around Salt Lake City, Utah. I've lived Utah most of my life, so I have traveled quite a few of the western states. Just briefly in a nutshell, so I don't put everybody asleep, and one thing I do occasionally throw in humor, so sometimes I'm successful, and other times I shoot myself in the foot, so I have to be careful with that. During the majority of my life, I was working in the service area, where I was working vending machines and traveling around and doing that. Heat, air conditioning system, a thing of this sort, covering parts of the most of the northern state of Utah. When it came to the point where I couldn't drive anymore, I went to bulk rehab, went to a local community college, and ended up studying in electronics, electricity, and also in networking. And that was back in 97. So the technology had changed a lot. First job after that was tech support from a call center here in Utah. The name of the company was Packard Bell NEC. I don't know if you ever heard of it. They currently are no longer in business. And then there was a dot-com
you
crash.
You got about 20 seconds, Bill.
Okay. And then I went back into working for a school district in special ed. I am not the teacher. I am actually one of the staff that are working with students that are medically fragile, and these are the ones that are in wheelchairs with multiple disabilities. So blindness doesn't appear too bad when I deal with these students. I'm ready to learn what I can. I'm the type that will investigate and look into it. So I'm eager to learn a lot of things.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're now in Virginia. This is the final state we have, and there's six of them. I don't think all six are here, but so let's start with Patty Droppers.
Hi, everybody. I'm Patty Droppers. I live in Arlington, Virginia.
I have two sons and two wonderful grandsons and a cat. And I love to read. I love to knit, and I need to get back and find something to knit again. I keep saying I'm going to do that. I'm also interested in, you know, current affairs and politics. And besides reading, I love to do Sudokus and crossword puzzles, and I like trivia.
Great.
And I like to travel. I spent my 73rd birthday on February 1st on a nice beach in Florida, and I think this flu and bronchitis, who knows, could be my penance for that, but I do it again.
Oh, okay.
So, glad to be here. It's my second year.
Very good. Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have Eureka. Eureka Harrison, are you here? I don't think you are.
I didn't see that one.
I don't think so. We haven't heard anything from you. How about Corliss Jones? Are you here? Corliss? I don't think we've heard from you either.
Mm-hmm.
How about Robert? Robert Kluverdans.
Hello?
Robert, yeah. Is that you?
Yeah. You here?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Hi. My name is Bob Kluverdans. I'm a retired teacher. Originally came from New York, and I've been in Virginia. I'm in Alexandria, Virginia for the past 4 years. I have a wonderful wife who's helping me adjust to my low vision, and two children and three grandchildren with one on the way. I'm looking forward to getting whatever information I can about dealing with low vision through the workshops. I'll vote for getting one prize per day, and that's about it. My interests are science, history of science, natural history, and history. I like reading, and while I can do it, I like walking, especially outside walking.
All right, yeah. Maybe we'll take care of that this week too. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, Kostakis. First of all, you can tell me if I said your name right.
He's definitely here.
I know. We know you're here. Unmute yourself, sir. Or not. Kostakis, are you trying to get in?
Yeah, I saw that.
There you are. You are here.
Everybody calls me Kostas because it's easier. I was born in Cyprus in the Mediterranean Sea, where I spent most of my life. I was an architect, an urban designer. I studied in Italy. And I came to the United States about 10 years ago, and I wanted to start something new. I wanted to get my license in architecture as well, but because of my low vision problem, I had to interrupt. And reading your beautiful logo, I noticed there is a small note below. It should be the biggest, live the life you want. And for me, I believe it's a big window I want to go to open and discover tools. Technology nowadays is important, so I can start reading again because I love studying. Other things I do, I love cooking, of course, I love Italian kitchen, and of course, Mediterranean. I'm very lucky to be married to a Lebanese woman. She's a marvelous cook, among other things. I like walking, I like playing bridge. Although I have difficulties with the cards. I'm looking forward now to join and learn many things, experience the experience of each one of you. I'm looking forward for that. That's all. I don't have much to say. Of course, if I have to talk about the family, we have four kids. The youngest is 30 years old and a dog.
Okay. Thank you very much. Let's see. I don't think there's anything else. Okay. So thank you. Our last person, I'm not sure she's here. Nancy Yeager?
I didn't see her before, unless she came in, you know, recently. I didn't see her name there.
Nancy, are you here? Okay. Doesn't look like she is. Did we miss? Is there anyone?
Excuse me,
what?
State your name.
This is Cynthia in Minnesota, and
Cynthia.
I want to apologize for being late. I'm actually in the visitor's lounge at the hospital waiting for my son to be discharged. We thought it would happen earlier, but it didn't. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know that I'm here.
All right, Cynthia, hang on if you can and introduce yourself to us. What people are doing, you get 2 minutes if you want it. What people are doing is telling us a little bit about yourself. As I said in my newsletter, you don't have to worry about telling us about your vision because we know that everybody is blind or low vision. That's how come you're here. So anything else you want to tell us, go for it.
Sure. Okay. So I have worked the last 25 years until I retired in information technology. I supported research at Mayo Clinic in my last job as a data engineer. I am retired now, and I have been learning Braille for about the last year. It's hard, but I love it because I like to cook, and it's so much easier for me to use a Braille recipe where you can move back and forth and having to rewind an audio version and, you know, and fast forward, and I can write notes to myself in Braille, so, and I can label my things. So I find Braille really, really helpful. I really enjoy it. I want to learn everything. I want to learn how to use my cane. I want to learn how to do voiceover. I want to learn how to cut my fingernails, all of that stuff.
All right. Good for you. And I hope things go well for your son, and you should be waiting for him, that you did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think that we have, you're welcome to stay and listen if you want to. But if you need to go, that's fine too. All right. We've talked to everybody, and now we've got to get ready for tomorrow. So we're going to begin at the time that you've all heard, starting at 12 noon Eastern, and going all the way to Pacific time, which would be 9, because I think we have a couple of those too.
Mm-hmm.
So be ready to start learning. We're going to start with cane travel and we'll go from there. Is any last thoughts that anybody feels the need to express?
Janie, I just want to on Zoom etiquette for the call for when we record this. And just so you know, when we finish each session, you know, 12 o'clock goes to 1 o'clock Eastern, there'll be a slight pause of about 4 seconds. And Judy might say something like, it's our chance to breathe, something like that. So just, you know, be aware of that.
Yeah, so when we end today, she's going to wait maybe about 5 seconds. Before, I mean, you guys can hang up anytime when we're done. Does anybody else have anything they want to add before we end the session?
Yeah, this is Shelly. Jim Cronin from Connecticut.
Yes, Connecticut.
I got a question. I do shopping on Mondays, you know, food shopping. I live independently. And I was wondering, is it possible for me to cut out around 2 o'clock because I shop
sure.
for
yes
I have a have to catch a bus in order to do it.
That's fine. We know that nobody's going to be able to be, well, some people might make it for every minute, but most people, you know, you got a life, so you do what you can. And that's why we're recording the session.
Thank you.
You're good. Welcome.
Judy, one last question before we wrap up.
Yes.
When you said New Jersey, we have Jennifer, Ada, Anne-Marie, Linda D, Mary Jo, Vincent, and Carol. So that's seven.
I got to count again.
Unless Mary Jo didn't register, but I thought she did.
No,
so anyway,
no, she did.
Yeah, I just was going through my head, and I'm like,
oh my gosh, you might have just won.
What did we win? A golden lollipop.
Nothing. Nothing. The glory of it.
Anyway. I want to thank everybody for being here on the call today.
This is Judith.
Shelley's first and then Judith.
Oh, I just wanted to say it sounds like a wonderful class, and I'm really excited for the week ahead, and I hope everybody learns just tons. Okay.
Thank you. Great. Judith.
Yeah. Is there any agenda as to what you're going to be doing every day? I heard tomorrow morning you're doing canes.
Well,
and
cane travel is how we're going to start every morning.
Okay. That's and then do you know what you're doing in the afternoons?
Anybody want to answer?
Well, here, the first period is cane travel, which is from, these are all Eastern Standard Time, 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock. The 1 o'clock session is Sandy here. Can you talk a little bit about your session, honey?
Yes. Tomorrow at 1, we're going to learn about hearing aids, some things to consider when getting them, questions to ask, how to work to get them set the way you want to. At some point, you know, if you use them now, you might learn something. If you don't, I mean, and if you do, you're certainly, you know, near the end, you might want to chime in with your opinions. And each day will be something different. I can tell you that on Wednesday, we're going to be talking about health and wellness. So most of this week is about is about health and wellness. We might get to a little cooking piece. You never know. And we also want you to be thinking about questions you might have. Because on Friday, we're going to have a panel of people who are some of the best and most resourceful problem-solving people I know. And let's see if we can come up with something that they can't help find a solution to.
Good. And so after Sandy's class, which is from 1 to 2 Eastern, 2 o'clock is a chat session. That's an open session. So you can ask questions of the previous sessions that you just went to, or any questions that are on your mind. Sometimes we talk about all kinds of things, the courtesy rules of blindness, quotes that are meaningful to us, all different things. So that's like an open session.
And you can go have lunch.
And you can go have lunch and bring your lunch there. You can take a break if you need to. 3 o'clock is technology. I run that. I'm the presenter and moderator of that. Tomorrow, one of our attendees to the retreat, Anne-Marie Harris, who you heard before, who said, "Are there how many Anne-Maries are on the call?" She's going to be talking about losing her vision basically overnight and how that happened, what she used beforehand and what she had to jump through hoops to get, low tech and high tech, all about things like that. So that's for tech tomorrow. And I don't know what the 4 o'clock session with...
The 4 o'clock session that I'm sure Glenn knows a whole lot about. he has asked me to talk about knitting since he knows I do a lot of it and I know a lot about it. And I think there are others who probably know some about it too. And so I'll start and we'll see where it goes from there. Glenn is likely to be on a plane tomorrow. So that's why he won't
Sharon
be
Butcher
here.
Has left the meeting.
Right.
1-8-5-6-5-7-1-9-9.
So every day is the same sessions. It's always cane, then around the home and health, then chat, then technology, then I call it potpourri at the bottom. It's a mix.
Would
of
you
a
go
lot
over
of things.
Those one more time so I can write them down?
I sure will. Is that Judith?
Yes.
Okay, honey. 12 o'clock is cane travel. mobility, that kind of thing. All different situations, inside, outside. How do you get to a plane? As many things as we can do. The 1 o'clock, Sandy just told you a bunch of things. What would we call your title, Sandy?
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
I would call it health. I would call it health and wellness because
health
that's
kind and of wellness.
There will be an exercise class in there. I mean, there's
woo health and wellness options. That's good.
Yes.
The 2 o'clock section is chat, open session. You can eat lunch. You can ask questions. We can talk. We can do things like that. 3 o'clock is technology. A whole lot of different things with technology, according to the day that we're on. And 4 o'clock, I call potpourri, which is a mixture of a lot of things. So every day you're going to learn a lot. And sometimes we say to each other, oh, it says knitting. I don't knit. I'm not going to listen. But you know what? You might learn something else on that call. Or you might learn that you might want to knit. So don't just strike it off because you're not doing it as of now. You might be able to help somebody else in your group that doesn't know how to do something that was said on this retreat. So don't just immediately say, I'm not going to go there. Just go. And if it doesn't seem interesting to you, you can move around your house, leave the line open. And then when we stop recording and we end the meeting, that would be great. So that's my encouraging words for today.
And thank you. And who's speaking right now?
This is Janie Degenshine. They call me the woohoo music.
Janie. Yes. Your name is Janie. Okay.
Janie.
Name is Jane.
Janie. Dip and Shine.
Degenshine.
From New Jersey. Yes. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did Janice, this is Sandy, did Janice just come in?
Or did I did.
Oh, Janice. Marilyn, we caught you at the end.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. We're glad you made it. And if anyone needs to go, please feel free to do that. But I would love to have Janice introduce herself. And if you want to listen to her, then you should.
So what are we including in our introductions?
Like maybe hobbies and things that you like and a little bit about yourself for about a minute or so.
Okay,
if there's something you want to learn this week, tell us what it is.
So I'm Janice Samuel. I'm with the NFB of Maryland. Hobbies, this might be less than 60 seconds. I don't know that I have any hobbies, but I would like to learn any new technology maybe this week that we have planned. And I agree with listening in on sessions that you might not otherwise have tuned in on because you never know what you can learn and what you can pass along. So
great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're giving away door prizes this week. We want to know if you win one, do you think you should only be eligible for one or do you want to stay in the running? For everybody, not just you, but
I think how large a group do we have? I think if you win one, then one is good, and then that increases the odds for the remainder.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much. All right, if anyone doesn't have another question, then. We will be adjourned.
So real quick, has an agenda been emailed to everybody for the week?
No. You can turn off the recording, I think, if you want to.
So are we on at 1 o'clock every day?
No.
12 o'clock.
O'clock Eastern. Where are you calling from?
Maryland.
Yeah, 12 o'clock Eastern. 12 o'clock every day.
And it's 4 hours.
Gotcha.
It's actually 5 hours.
I'm sorry, 5 hours. Yes.
We go from 12 to 5 Eastern.
Gotcha.
Okay, that's fine. I'm going to stop the recording.
Janice, you should have emails that have talked to you. Do you get your emails?
Yes.
Okay, so most of the, if you look through those, you're going to probably pick it all up.
Okay.
And before I stop the recording, if you're unmuted, I want you to say, woohoo, I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Ready?
Go. All right.
Woohoo! Looking forward to tomorrow.
Right.
Thank you all. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Have a good day,
folks. Have a great, great night. We'll see you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for spending your time with us today. We appreciate your participation. For more information, contact President Glenn Crosby at nfbseniors@gmail.com or call 443-681-9345. We look forward to connecting with you again soon.